All right, we're going to get started with our media availabilities here following Bush Pole qualifying at Daytona International Speedway in advance of the 61st annual Daytona 500. We are joined by Alex Bowman, who posted the second fastest time in qualifying today, and will start on the front row alongside his Hendrick Motorsports teammate. Alex drives the number 88 Nationwide Chevrolet. We are also joined by Hendrick Motorsports owner Rick Hendrick. Just a couple of quick facts here for everyone. Hendrick Motorsports has won 13 Daytona 500 poles, including the last five in a row, both of which are records, and this will also be the youngest front row in Daytona 500 history. We will open it up to questions for Mr. Hendrick and for Alex. Please raise your hand. We will get a wireless mic to you, and we'll start up here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. This is for Rick. You guys have seemingly had, at least based on qualifying, obviously, the fastest cars here for the past 5 years. Last one, I believe that you guys won was five with Dale and Jimmy before that. Do you feel like y'all have had the best cars and circumstances of taking y'all out? How frustrating has it been to have the situation in turn four just when you know you've got a really fast car?
Well, it's always tough when you run this race, and we've led a lot of laps, and we just haven't been able to close the deal. But that's part of it down here, and we kind of look at it like it's multiple races. You know, you got to qualify. When I started, you just want to make the feel, you know, and nervous not to get in the race. And we put a lot of emphasis on trying to sit on the pole and go for the front row. And so I think we got the speed. We got to get the handling, you know, now down. And I think this is our second year with this car. So I think we're going to be in good shape. So we'll see. It's a very competitive race, and you've got a lot of things that are not under your control.
Go to Mark.
Mark Arrow, PRN. Can't resist because Alex was in here the other day saying that you guys have still to set a date for this big match race that, you know, we've been hearing about.
You're killing me.
He was almost throwing the gauntlet down. I mean, I'm not trying to throw him under the bus or anything, but, you know, I was just wondering at some point that you're actually going to set him up and set him down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah, he started it. So for the record, he started it. I didn't. But I'm going to finish it. So. It's going to happen here in the next probably 90 days.
He told me in between rounds of qualifying that if I beat him, it would be bad for my career.
No pressure.
Additional questions for Mr. Hendrick or Alex? Coming here to Greg.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. On a serious note, Mr. H, no matter what happens in the race or no matter what happens the rest of the season, because, you know, we could talk about you've done well, but how valuable is this for your sponsors, for your partners, your stakeholders, to have this moment in the sun, so to speak, because, you know, this weekend kind of belongs to you guys now with this front row. So how valuable is it overall?
It's really valuable. I mean, you're right. You got a whole – excuse me, a whole week to celebrate this. And our sponsors, we got everybody coming. This is one of the largest crowds of sponsors we have that's going to be here next week. Ally's brand new. Their CEO is on the phone. My phones were blowing up. The Nationwide folks, their folks are coming. So, Exalta took a chance on a young guy. And so it's really neat for the sponsors to say, hey, we like these young guys, and we're going to support them. And it's really good for Chad to come out of the box with he and William to sit on the front row, and William at his age. So it's a big morale booster. We know, no secret, we didn't have the year we wanted last year. And so coming out of the gate, no matter what happens, we get to celebrate this for a week. I've been down here when I had a car in the back, one in the front, one in the middle, qualifying, and then you have to answer the sponsors. Well, you know, why aren't you giving them the same stuff? You know, I've had that question for 35 years, as many years as I've run two cars. So this year, to have them right on top of each other just means the organization did a heck of a job, engine shop, body shop, teams working together. So, you're right, man. This is the deal, to sit on the pole at Daytona.
Any additional questions? Up front to Godwin.
Alex, usually second place is, but in this case you did. I mean, it means something. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's um, It's so cool to be part of HMS 1234. That's really neat and just shows how well everybody's working together. You know, to be locked into that front row, barring a disaster in the duel, is really neat and kind of lets us focus on getting our car driving really well and learning what we can through the clash and the duel and everything. So it's cool to be a part of. You know, you always want one spot more, and it would be cool to have another Daytona 500 pole, but it's neat to see William get that. I'm proud of the 24 team as well as the 88 team, and just really focused on learning what I can in the next week and being the most prepared I can for the 500.
We'll go back to Mark and then to Bob.
Mark Carroll, Pierre, and Alex, you got kind of the same kind of start a year ago and didn't get the payoff. What do you think? Will you do anything different? Is there something you thought about as far as the approach to the 500 and the duels that you can maybe use to make yourself stronger and more ready for Sunday and give yourself a better chance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I hadn't speedway raced in over a year last year going into the duel in the 500. So that was a tough spot for me to try to kind of get caught back up to where things were at rather quickly. So I think we ran really strong in the 500. We ran up front for a good amount of the day, and really we had a really good shot at it. And I just kind of butchered the last restart and didn't do a good job there, and then got caught up in a crash. So, you know, that I played that restart through my mind. I think we figured out where I messed up, and I knew what I did wrong as soon as I did it, but we fixed that week and moved on from it. So you know, I'm definitely more confident going into this year. This car's got more handling built into it. I feel like it's just going to drive better, and I'll be able to be more aggressive, and we're still obviously really fast. So I'm just ready to go, and like I said, I'm going to do my best to learn what I can throughout the week with the clash and the duel, but I'm really confident going into the 500.
I'll go to Bob.
Bob Hockrist, Fox Sports. Rick, do you have a message to the 24 and 88 teams on how to race on Thursday? And if you do, what is it?
You know, Bob, I have had messages in restrictor plate racing all of my racing life, and they never listened to me. So I think, you know, hey, draft together, and then they don't, you know, try. But no, we want to take care of the cars for sure. We want to be in a Sunday race, and we don't want to put the cars in any, you know, unnecessary harm's way. But we got to find out what we got, so we're gonna race. But you, it's kind of a two-edged sword when you on the front row. You don't want to take a chance on tearing up a really good car, but you got to figure out what you have too. So we're gonna race.
Come over here to the far right to Hill.
Hi, Rick, over here. Hill Overton, WIXC Radio. Rick, it's obvious you guys were burning the midnight oil in the off season very much. So where would you say you made the greatest gains? Because I know you didn't want a repeat of last year, and you've certainly to be congratulated for all you've accomplished thus far.
Well, you know, this is one race with this car, and then we go to a new setup altogether when we leave here. But I think – and to sit on the pole and be fast here, it takes everything. It's you stacking pennies in the engine shop. They work really hard, and you find a horsepower here and one there, and the bodies are in the wind tunnel, and you know it's just a tremendous team effort to build a car and not make any mistakes. And the cars were just dead equal in the wind tunnel. The engines were within one horsepower. I mean, that's hard to do, and they were right on top of each other. So, you know, the guys did their job, and, you know, I thought the Fords were going to be really fast and the Toyotas too, you know, but I don't know where we picked up as much as we did. It was just a little bit in every area.
Any final questions for Alex or Mr. H? All right, gentlemen, congratulations and good luck this week.
Thanks.